I think if there's a blowout, I think the Chiefs are more likely to win. I'd say if the winner wins by more than 7 points, I think there's like 98% chance that's the Eagles. Uh-huh. I think like the I'd put like 60-65% chance the Chiefs win by like three.
Yeah.
I think, and the Eagles could win a close game too, but if it's like 31-21, I'm like, oh, the Eagles win. Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt, as always. Today is, today's Thursday, December 6th, January 6th, right?
February 6th.
Time is flying by. I feel like it was Christmas like a week ago. February 6th. NBA trade deadline, Super Bowl's in a few days, so a lot to talk about, a lot to get into. Let's start with the ick of the week and then dive into it, shall we?
I like it.
Okay. So if you remember, last week, the ick was being an only child.
Yes.
This week, this is something maybe our mother submitted. Not checking the mail.
Our mom does like the mail.
So make sure you check the mailbox, gentlemen. I would think not doing the trash would be a bigger ick.
I mean... because the trash is like, it can only get up to a certain point. Like, I don't think there's a whole lot of people whose garbage is actually flowing, overflowing onto the floor. Certainly not for a long time. I think it's possible to not check your mail for months and months and let that build up too much. Depending on the kind of mailbox that you have.
Yeah.
So it just, the mail one seems more realistic, like it would be an actual scenario.
A real life scenario.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to start with football or the trade deadline?
We can do the trade deadline. I feel like that's more current in a weird way.
Yeah. Let's look at least some big ones before we go to the Super Bowl. It seems to me like the Jazz somehow just kind of finagled their way into getting stuff without, like, I don't think they gave up anything in the Luka trade, right? No. I know that's not a big part of that trade.
It's possible. I don't know if PJ Tucker ended up being in that trade or not, because we did send away a couple of people that came into us, and it was hard. The Luka trade ended up being like five teams.
Oh, we were just taking on the salary for those players and got the picks. That makes sense.
Yeah.
What's the benefit of not opening the bidding up for Luka?
I think... well, Bomani Jones said, which I mostly agree with, but still think that it would have been better, is that if you try to start a bidding war, Luka says, I'm not going to resign here, I'm not going to resign here, to which I think a team like, I don't know, the Bucks says, hey, we will take 2 years with Luka and win two championships, you can have anything you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the Raptors did that with Kawhi, even though they knew he probably wasn't going to re-sign there.
Honestly, even if it comes down to two teams, that's still more leverage than one team you're talking to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't get it. I also don't understand why, like, it sounds, maybe Luka's lying. It sounds like he had no indication that he wasn't going to sign an extension with Dallas.
Right.
They were in the NBA Finals last year.
Yeah.
I just genuinely don't understand.
Yeah, I mean...
what happened?
Clearly, I mean, someone is going to end up writing a book about this, or there's going to be one of those, like, 42-page New York Times articles that's just like, something is going on more than we know, right? More than the out of shape, more than the bad habits, you know? Like, now, do I think that whatever it is bad enough that you trade him? I don't think that. But, like, there's no way that the eating and the conditioning is the only thing.
There's no way. I don't think so. He looks fine. Like, it's not like Jokic is more out of shape than him, looks-wise at least.
Well, yeah. Well, to your point, like, he did lead them to the NBA Finals on a roster that, you know, Kyrie's good. I don't know who – we don't really think that anybody else on that team is a star, even though they have good players. I think we probably think there's a lot of teams – that have better rosters. I think we thought the Sixers had a better roster.
Anthony Davis went from like the future of the NBA to like underappreciated very fast.
Yeah.
But I mean, no, I still think he's a good player. I just don't know what Dallas does. You know, like what's kind of their outline.
Yeah.
But
well, I will say like Anthony Davis is obviously really, really good, but I'm just looking up like how many All-Star games has he made in the last few years. So yeah, so he made it in 2024, didn't make it the 2 years before that. So you know, he's had, you know, a good year last year, but he's like you would think that they would be able to get someone better, or like even there's just so many good big men right now that he kind of flies under the radar.
Yeah. Yeah. The Lakers, I don't know how recently this is. It looks like it's not recent, but they traded Dalton Connect plus some other Dalton Connect, Cam Radish, unprotected first-round pick in 2031 for center Mark Williams from the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah.
This is more on me. I've never heard of Mark Williams. I don't watch the Hornets.
It sounds the only thing I've read is that he's good at alley-oops, which Doncic is really good at throwing.
That honestly seems like giving up more than they gave up for Luka Doncic, though.
Yeah, well, I wonder the Hornets, I wonder if they were like, look, we know you underpaid for Luka. This is a trade that's going to maximize the Luka thing. You know, I bet they were taking it at that angle.
They did need a center.
Yeah, well, and that 2031 pick really should have gone to the Luka pick, so... Like they're almost playing with house money to do that.
Wouldn't the Mavericks rather have Dalton Connect than Anthony Davis?
I don't know. I mean,
I would.
Yeah, I mean, Davis is 32 or about to be 32. Like that's old, but it's not old. I don't know if we think Dalton Connect's going to be as good as Davis is right now.
I just think the Mavs got worse, so you might as well have the younger guy. Because at your best, you lost in the finals, so there's not real expectation you're going to win them now.
Yeah.
If your roster's worse.
Well, Harrison did say, like, the future is 3 years from now. I'm going to be... I think he said, like, me and Jay Kidd are going to be buried by that point, which I took as... If it's happening past 3 years, it doesn't matter. I will mortgage the future of the franchise because I just want to win right now. Which, even if you do think you're probably going to be gone as a GM, I don't think that's the right thing to do and the way to treat a franchise that people care about.
If I were the owner, I'd fire him for saying that.
That's what I keep thinking about how furious Mark Cuban is.
Yeah.
That's what keeps coming back to my mind.
I don't... Like, it bugs me, like, because NFL GMs and coaches, and I guess every league, but, like, they become, like, so desperate to try to save their job, they end up hurting the franchise because they're, like, they feel like they're on thin ice. Owners need to either fire them before they start doing that or give them a longer leash.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, the priority should be the franchise, not your job.
Right.
So, like, signing... I'm just making this up, but like Josh McCown to like a $12 million deal, which I don't think ever happened, but I'm, you know, like that type of thing.
Yeah.
Instead of just sucking for 2 years to get a rookie quarterback, rebuild the roster, like GMs won't do that. And then teams suck for a lot longer.
Yeah. Well, I think that's an interesting conversation because I think that, you know, we are very much on the teams like pick a guy and let him do his job.
Yeah.
What would you do if you are the owner of the New York Jets, or not the Giants, and they say, we're going to let Saquon walk in free agency. Or you're the owner of the Mavericks, and they say, hey, we would like to trade Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis.
Well, I think they're different because the Giants suck and the Mavericks were in the finals.
Uh-huh.
Because to Joe Sheen's credit, which I love those videos as much as anyone else.
They're so fun.
The Giants were going to be bad with Saquon or without Saquon.
Yeah, he was not going to run for 2,000 yards.
Yeah. So he wasn't, like, having him. I would have spent the money on him instead of Daniel Jones.
Right.
But at this point, you have to look in the mirror and be like, okay, we suck. Like, we can't pay a running back, what is it, $12 million a year for, like, 3 years or something like that.
That's what the Eagles are paying.
That's not even that much. That's, like.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the thing. Maybe I sign him, honestly. It's really not that much because I think that's what, like, Christian Kirk is making or something like that.
Yeah, there's an enormous list of wide receivers.
$13 million is not like the best ever, but what else are you spending it on? You know, maybe I would have done like $15 million for 2 years or something like that, like a shorter deal with more.
Uh-huh.
I probably would have let him walk to a certain point, but like $13 million is really not that much.
It's really not. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when Daniel Jones is making 40,
yeah,
13 is not that much.
But the point is that there is a point where the owner should step in and say, you can't do that. That's insane.
Yes. But like Jerry Jones does that all the time. And that's where the Cowboys are where they're at.
Yes.
So it depends on the owner.
So it's like, where is the line?
I think where is the line? Like for Luka, it's there's no line. It's you can't trade him, I think.
For sure.
With Saquon, I don't know what. I think it's below 20 million. I think 20 million, I'd be like, yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah.
So maybe somewhere between like 15 to 18.
Well, because the Cowboys thing is not so much that Jerry Jones stops the GM from doing his job, it's that he is a bad GM.
He's just bad at it.
It's not that he's meddling. It's like, I'm going to just do the job myself and I'm not going to be good at it.
Yeah. Like, the Panthers owner stopped meddling and the Panthers last back half of the season became a respectable, competent franchise.
Yeah.
Once the owner stopped meddling, to his credit. The first year, he's like throwing drinks at people and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I didn't hear about him in the news after like week three.
That's so pretty good. That's
credit to him for learning.
Yeah, because he hired like 5 coaches for Charlotte FC because he owns them too in like 20 months or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's just absolutely crazy.
It's not how it works. So I think 4 years would have been hard. I think anything like maybe 17 million. I think it's 16. I could have been like bullied into it.
Uh-huh.
For Saquon.
Yeah.
Depending on the years. If it's 2 years, I could do like 17 or 18. Because I think Derrick Henry, I think he was like 2 million or like 21 million for 2 years. So like 11 or 12 million a year.
Uh-huh.
So that's not that much. Okay. So Luka. Speaking of contracts, Jimmy Butler, 2 years, like 120 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Well, especially because it doesn't seem like he's going to be very happy at Golden State.
No.
Like, it doesn't seem like they're going to win. So
I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah.
I think they gave up Wiggins and a protected first, I think, right?
They sent a couple other pieces, none of the like really young good guys.
Yeah, they didn't give up Podemski or however you pronounce his name.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they gave up that much. Like, Wiggins he got drafted really high, so he had the pressure and the expectation. But I think if you just looked at his career objectively, I think he's been a good NBA player.
Yeah. Well, I think weirdly, I think he's gonna be like in the Warriors, I think he was probably the second option in a lot of ways. And for the Heat, I think Hero and Bam are both above him. So I'm wondering if he plays better for the Heat.
Maybe.
Now, or at least better in the role of a third option.
I love Jimmy. I think we both love Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very interested. I don't see his personality really meshing with Steph Curry that well.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. Because Steph's not – I don't think Jimmy will do the Minnesota stuff, but Steph's not going to put up with that.
No, yeah. Well, I don't know that he's going to treat Steph like that. I can see him treating everybody else like that. Him and Draymond in the same locker rooms. Fun.
Maybe Steph is the Mike Tomlin of the NFL, just like holding every... I guess he hasn't been holding Draymond that well, so never mind. But man, what a crazy locker room. Those were like the two big ones. Obviously, there's a bunch of them. Like, I have the trade tracker up right now. There's just so many. De'Aaron Fox, obviously, going to San Antonio.
That was crazy. Did you see that the Kings got Zach LaVine and all of the picks in that trade?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
There are a lot of picks. It's what? three firsts and 3 seconds. And Zach LaVine.
Yeah, like, I was looking, like, because I was like, did I read this wrong? Like, what's happening? But, yeah. So that was like, the Kings got a better package for De'Aaron Fox than I think that the Mavs did for Luka.
Yeah, I just can't understand the pack. It's one thing if you trade Luka, but like 4 firsts, 4 swaps, like Austin Reeves has to be in there. Uh-huh. Like, just, you could have done better. You know, if they would have done, like, a massive thing, it's like, oh, they didn't need to talk to more teams. That's, like, literally the most you could get. There is a limit of what you can get in the NBA.
Right.
They weren't even close to it.
Yeah.
If Luka was like, I only go to LA, that's different. Like, none of the things that would justify it happened.
Right, yeah. No, it is this... You just have to think that GM's going to be fired in... I don't think it'll be the end of this year. I could see it be the end of next year.
Mark Cuban leaves for like 4 months or whatever.
Yeah. Why did... Yeah, I'm really confused why he did that. Because it's like, I thought he was like, oh, I'm a rich... I have all this money now. The thing that I want to do most is have the Mavs. Like, did he get bored of the Mavs? Did he decide that he needs more money than he already has?
Maybe he wanted to put the money into Indiana football NIL. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe. Hey, if he did, then more power to him because it worked this year.
Yeah, Indiana got Notre Dame's center, which this kind of bummed me out because he gave the coolest pregame speeches, and then he just transfers. And I was like, it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
To Indiana, just down the road.
That is weird. Because he presumably was starting for Notre Dame.
He started, I believe, all 13 games, from my understanding.
So they just, Indiana must have just given him a crazy amount of money.
Notre Dame has a ton of offensive line depth, but yeah, like... I wouldn't want to leave Notre Dame, especially if I were an offensive lineman.
Yeah, if you're at Notre Dame, I feel like you gotta try to stay there.
Yeah, so that was a bummer, but Indiana's on the rise. Yeah, maybe that's what Mark Cuban should do: is just take the money, just pump it into Indiana sports.
Could be fun.
Make the basketball team great again.
Yeah,
I think Indiana basketball would be it'd be a lot of fun if they were better.
It would. Yeah. No, they're a team that you want to do well.
Yeah.
Even if you're not cheering for them, it's fun.
Yeah, because I'm never like, I don't have a Hoosier shirt, but it'd just be fun because it's like Indiana, you know?
Yeah.
It's a fun name to say. You want to talk about your Eagles in the Super Bowl?
Yes, I do.
I think it'll be a low-scoring game.
That's kind of what I think. I've seen that a lot of people are kind of going for the over. I think it's going to be low as well.
I saw Nate Tice from Yahoo Sports pointed this out. I think they're like the top two teams in drives of 10-plus yards.
Uh-huh.
And
10 plus plays.
Uh-huh. Yes. So a lot of plays, and they also have like really good red zone defenses.
Yeah.
And just good defenses in general.
Right.
So I'm sure there'll be some big plays, but I think generally it's going to be there just might not be a lot of possessions to score. Even if they do score on a lot of the possessions,
uh-huh.
It just might not be a lot of possessions.
Yeah. I agree with that. And I think it's, you know, like the Chiefs offense, like you said, is built for these small yardage games. And, you know, the Eagles, as explosive as Saquon is, a running offense is still going to take more time. This is kind of the thing that I've been thinking about this week, in that the Kansas City offense is like trying to get small screen passes, get what the defense is going to give them. And that's Vic Fangio's whole thing, is like, we're going to give the offense small things and then they're never going to get a big thing. Do you think that favors the offense or the defense in one way?
Well, I think the Eagles have a lot of practice of shutting that down, and I don't think the Chiefs, like, they're trying to get Marquise Brown or Hollywood Brown deep shots, but I don't think they can be that explosive.
Right.
The Juju Smith-Schuster might have like a 12 catch, like 76 yard game, just a bunch of, you know, mm-hmm. crossing routes and unders and things like that. But for the Chiefs, I literally don't know, like, what the deep threat would be, especially against the Eagles' defensive backfield.
Yeah, it just seems like the only person you would think could do it is Xavier Worthy, and that's just they haven't used him that
way. Yeah, I would expect the Chiefs' explosive plays to come from reverses, like, to Xavier Worthy or, you know, some weird route design to Travis Kelce, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, something they haven't shown yet. Uh-huh. But I don't think Hollywood Brown can just, you know, line up and run a nine and get beat Quinion Mitchell, you know?
Yeah. I will say that I saw this thing that, like, the Eagles or the Chiefs for the first, I don't know, 3 weeks or 9 weeks or something, they had a number three running defense. And then since then, they've been like, I don't know, let's say 18th running defense. And it's crazy that the Chiefs are so good that my mind is like, are they doing that on purpose to look like their run defense is worse than it is to meet with the Eagles in the Super Bowl? And the fact that that's not impossible is crazy.
They're playing. I think if there's a blowout, I think the Chiefs are more likely to win. I'd say if the winner wins by more than 7 points, I think there's like 98% chance that's the Eagles. Uh-huh. I think like I'd put like 60-65% chance the Chiefs win by like three.
Yeah.
I think, and the Eagles can win a close game too, but if it's like 31-21, I'm like, oh, the Eagles won. Yeah.
Well, the Eagles just haven't had a lot of close games since the bye week.
Yeah.
You know, like they had them before. The game with the Browns was close. The game with the Jaguars was close. And this is a little bit what I'm worried about is I feel like Vic Fangio in those end of game scenarios, I think he's too conservative. I think he opens up those pockets more because he really doesn't want to give up the deep threat. And I just feel like the Chiefs, you know, in these close games, so good at coming from behind, I feel like they're going to be able to take advantage of that better than any team.
That concerns me. I think Devonta Smith will, and for the Eagles to win, has to have a good game.
Yeah.
I think Saquon's obviously fantastic. I don't think he'll do what he did to the Rams and the Commanders.
Uh-huh.
He's obviously going to get his yards.
Yeah.
I could see A.J. Brown being more of a focus, but you can't focus on A.J. Brown and Saquon. So I think Devonta Smith is very likely to get, you know, those intermediate routes. Like Steve Spagnuolo is bringing a lot of pressure. Devonta has a hot whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think Devonta is going to be big. I don't do like player props or things like that, so I don't know what they are, but I would assume Devonta would be over whatever his are.
I can see that. And, you know, Dallas Goedert, another one that, you know, could get lost in the
hubble. It'll be interesting because Spagnuolo is so creative with pressure. The Eagles' offensive line is so fantastic. But do you have to involve Saquon? Do you have to involve Goddard in the protection? Do they get it out quickly?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are they running a lot of quick game? Are they using Saquon as a receiver? I'm interested to see how the Eagles counteract the creative scheming of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I think I'm more excited to watch the Chiefs defense than Eagles offense.
Interesting, yeah.
But I do love Cooper DeJean.
Cooper DeJean is good. Yeah, I think he is going to be a key in a lot of ways. I know he said a lot of people are keys, but the thing that's interesting with Cooper, I think he ends up on Xavier Worthy on these kind of small, you know, jet sweeps, short yardage things. I also think there's a good chance he gets asked to pick up Travis Kelce. Because I think it's going to be him or CJ. I don't think it's going to be Reed Blankenship.
I would trust DeJean more.
Yeah.
I'd trust DeJean more for sure. If I'd be maybe more worried about Xavier Worthy than Travis Kelce. But I think Worthy's maybe easier to like blanket or kind of like shift the coverage to. Where Kelce, like, you do have to. If I needed one game, like for the game, I think Xavier Worthy. But if it was like 3rd and 4, I'd be like, where's Travis Kelce? You know?
Yeah. That's why, yeah. And that's why it's going to be fun is like Travis Kelce is just going to have a couple of big plays no matter what. Patrick Mahomes is just going to do something that you throw your hands up. I feel like, have you noticed that a lot of the conversation around this is like the Eagles have to do this and they have to do this and they have to do this. And there's no talk about what the Chiefs have to do. And I understand the assumption is like, oh, well, they've been here 2 times and they're so good. But like, obviously there's things that they're going to have to do to, you know, A, shut down the offense like you were talking about because the Eagles have so many weapons. And Jalen Hurts played the best game of his career in the last Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's been very little talk about what the Chiefs have to do.
So the Eagles, obviously, this Super Bowl 2 years ago, 2017.
2004-ish.
Was that the last one? So they've been in 3 in the last, like, 8 years, basically.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think you got to be happy with that.
Yeah. I think if the Chiefs win, it'll be because the Eagles had some, let's say Jalen Hurts throws an interception or some sort of fumble. I don't think the Chiefs are. I just don't expect the Chiefs to make mistakes, especially Patrick Mahomes. I don't necessarily expect the Eagles to either. But if the Chiefs win, I do think there's a chance like some sort of special teams play or a turnover, something like that happened that negative for the Eagles.
Yeah, well, that's another thing that makes this matchup so great is that, like you say, the Chiefs don't really make mistakes. But nobody is better at making mistakes than the Eagles. Like, to have this number of forced fumbles is a skill thing, and it's the way that they're tackling. And so it's like, you know, are they going to be able to do it against this team that does play so well and does such a good job protecting the ball?
Last 2 years ago, I guess, I thought the Eagles were going to win. I picked the Eagles. It's weird because this year I think the Chiefs will win, but I also think the Eagles are better and feel better about the Eagles than 2 years ago. So it's kind of a weird.
Yeah. Everybody is like, the Eagles are better than they were. The Chiefs are worse than they were. The Eagles have a better roster, but I'm still going with the Chiefs.
It's just hard to not pick Patrick Mahomes.
I get it. I really get it. Yeah.
I am excited. I obviously was more personally, because the 49ers were in it, very excited last year. But I think out of the last recent Super Bowls, I think this is the one I'm most excited for, more than the Rams one. Well, I just think matchup-wise, this is as good as Super Bowls it's been in the last several years.
Yeah, there's so many. It's, you know, just strength going against strength. Like, the way these two teams are built, I think, match up in really interesting ways in kind of the ways we talked about. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a very, very good football game.
Other than Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback on the planet, it's going to be, I think, really hard for the Chiefs to generate offense. I really don't see any explosive plays coming out. So that's going to be the tricky thing for Kansas City.
So it's just, I don't know. I hope it's a good game. You would love to, I mean, obviously I want to see the Eagles do well, but there's so many. I want A.J. Brown to have a good game after the year that he's been through.
Yeah.
I want Saquon to get the all-time rushing record. I'm knocking on wood as I say these things. I want Jalen Hurts to have a good game after, you know, everything that's been said about him and, you know, questioning, like, whether he's the thing that's holding the offense back. I think that there's just the Eagles have a lot to prove. The Chiefs could lose an opportunity that might not come back around in 60 years, but I just, you know, there's so much on the line for this Eagles team.
Have we talked lately enough about how handsome Jalen Hurts is?
He's a very, very attractive man.
Just objectively speaking, it's like the jawline and like the build is very, very handsome gentleman.
He's a good looking guy. Hurts.
You're picking the Eagles, obviously.
I have to.
The food we're making is going to be great. I'm going to do some probably either brisket or pork mac and cheese. Probably brisket, but brisket. We'll see. Some sort of barbecue mac and cheese. Some sort of like burnt ends cheesesteak dip thing or cheese dip. You're doing something cheesesteak related, I assume.
Probably just regular cheesesteaks.
Just regular cheesesteaks.
I think so. I mean, I don't know what else to do. So
the nachos were good a couple years ago.
They were good.
They were.
I also feel like me and you were the only ones that ate them.
I loved them, though.
Yeah, I liked them, too. I don't know what's up with everybody else.
I thought they were really good.
Yep.
So, excited for that. Anything we're missing? Yeah, I think Eagles, Devonta Smith's going to be good on defense. Here's something. Interior of the Eagles, no, sorry, the Chiefs offensive line, best in the league, probably. So, it'll be interesting to see what Jalen Carter to do. I think Nolan Smith will have to have a big game for the Eagles.
Yeah, I think so. Also, you know, Brandon Graham's coming back. I don't know if he's going to play five snaps or one or nothing, but
he's back.
Yeah, he's another one. It'd be so great. You know, he had such a good year before he got hurt. Nominated for Walter Payton Man of the Year. Had the strip sack against Tom Brady, obviously.
Against the 49ers, on the other side, the Chiefs moved Chris Jones around quite a bit on that decisive, I think it was fourth down, or maybe it was third, but Brock Purdy just had to get rid of it. He was on the right tackle.
Uh-huh.
With the Eagles, both tackles are great. The fish, or at least something you'd highlight, is the guard, the left guard, or the right guard.
Where's Mekhi Becton's a right guard.
So the left guard then, Steen, just because he's not a starter.
Well, Dickerson, it sounds like he's going to play.
Well, then never mind. So, because I was going to say, if Steen's playing, I was wondering if Kansas City was just lining Chris Jones over the left guard the entire time.
Yeah, that's what I would do if
I were them. But if Dickerson's going to play, Juergens is back to center,
mm-hmm.
then it'll be interesting to see how they move around.
Yeah. Well, it is, you know, and like how healthy are they going to be? You know, that's obviously a question. That's a concern. It sounds like the Chiefs are a little bit healthier than the Eagles right now. I think most people are going to play. I think there's Vic Fangio said that there's a few people. There's been like an illness going around, which is, you know, exactly what you want to hear right before the Super Bowl. But anyway,
Who do you think will be MVP for either team, whoever wins? Who do you think would be the MVP?
I'm not going to pick one. Let's say you have to Chiefs. Pick
one player who's not the quarterback.
Well, I'm not picking one for the Chiefs. I'm only picking one. I will say, I think. I think I will say Jalen Hurts. I think Saquon is going to have a good game. I don't think it's going to be that, you know, shut him down and then Jalen Hurts has to have a good game. I think that the thing that wins is, like, Jalen Hurts has a good game and is one of the things that also allows Saquon to have a good game.
Yeah. I think if the Chiefs win, it'll be Mahomes.
Right. It can't not. It's easy. Almost regardless of performance, even though, like, he obviously is going to perform well, but
if the Eagles win, I do think Devonta Smith will have had a big game in that scenario, but I would say, why not give Saquon the MVP? I think there's a chance, even if he, like, breaks the long run, or, like, on fourth down gets a big first down, or, like, in the fourth quarter, or one or two, like, plays Saquon's going to make, and that was the difference in the Rams game. Saquon made a couple big plays.
Yeah.
So I could see something similar happening like that, where, like, the difference was Saquon's runs, even if they're not 50-yarders, even if they're, like, 7-yarders, but they get, you know.
Right.
So that's my thoughts. Very excited for the game. It's going to be a good time.
I'm so nervous.
Well, the top five should take your mind off things.
All right.
Ready? And, yeah, next week we'll break down the Super Bowl. I guess depending on how it goes, you might not want to talk about it too much.
Yeah. We'll get into it either way.
So this top five, Matt.
Yeah.
We're doing the top five most recent Super Bowl MVPs.
Okay.
So if there are repeats, you have to say that player multiple times.
Okay. So the last two are Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
And then before that, I think that would have been the Rams years. Was that Matthew Stafford?
No.
No. Now I'm...
It was not Matthew Stafford.
It was not Matthew Stafford. What was it? The Rams year? Was it the Rams year, though?
Yes.
Okay. It was not Matthew Stafford. Then who... Was it Todd Gurley?
No. I don't even know if he was on the Rams still at that point.
Really?
Yeah. I think this is going to be the hard one for you.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep going. The year before, I believe that the Chiefs also won, so I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes again.
It is Patrick Mahomes. That it was the year before what you're talking about, though.
What?
Patrick Mahomes is on the list again.
Oh, but there are some in between.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that the Brady Tampa year?
Yes.
And he was the MVP.
Yes.
Okay.
So you got one more guess for the Rams MVP.
So it's who was the Rams, and it's not Matt Stafford. This is going to be hard.
Once you hear it, you'll be like, of course. But I could see it being
I mean, I don't know. Cooper Kupp?
It is Cooper Kupp.
Hey, there we go.
Good job.
He sounds like he's going to be moving on somewhere.
Yeah. I'm interested to see that.
Yeah.
So interested to see where he goes. The offseason's great. Yeah, we're going to start talking about draft stuff pretty soon.
We are.
Too. About draft stuff, soccer, baseball, basketball.
Podcast really about to change.
Yeah, really.
Pretty quick.
It's been just all football, really.
Yeah, which is usually not what it is, but.
We did a couple baseball episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we usually do a little more diverse stuff. It's just been like all football.
Yeah.
But we'll figure it out. But yeah, appreciate everybody listening. Super Bowl's going to be awesome, so we'll talk about it next week, and then we'll figure out what else to keep talking about. But we'll talk to you guys next week.